All who have joined us for the Federal Holiday Learning Program, thank you very much for coming. We're going to say the Dvar Halacha, and then we're going to say just a few announcements. So we're talking about the halachas of Slichus, and this really actually is a general halacha. So let's say a person is behind in the saying Slichus, and the Tzibur gets to Tachanun. So should a person skip in order to join the Tzibur together, to say Tachanun together with the Tzibur, or should the person continue where he is? So there's interesting Shari Tshuva in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Shari Tshuva brings from the Masiv Bracha, from the Chidah, that a person should say, since we find that Tachanun is considered a chelik of Tfilah, the Rambam understands that Tachanun is actually a chelik of Shmoneh Esrei. So just like there's a concept of Tfilah B'Tzibur on Shmoneh Esrei, there's a concept of Tfilah B'Tzibur in regards to Tachanun. So if there's 10 people saying Tachanun, he says a person should say Tachanun together with the Tzibur. He should sit down and say that the Tfilah Sapayim together with the Tzibur. He takes it a step further. He says, while people are doing the Tfilah Sapayim, even if you'd be in Pesukah D'Zimra, you should be Noifal Apayim together with the Tzibur. You would say Pesukah D'Zimra, not the paragraph of Tachanun, but you would be Noifal Apayim together with that. So we don't paskin like that point, that in the middle of Pesukah D'Zimra, a person does not say Tachanun, does not say do the act on the Tfilah Sapayim, but when a person is holding in Slichus, or a person is holding in Tachanun on a Monday or a Thursday, and the Tzibur starts saying Tachanun, the Tfilah Sapayim, a person should skip from where they are and say the Tfilah Sapayim together with the Tzibur, and then go back to where he was and say the Slichus, or go back to where he was and finish off the long Vahurachum that he says on Monday and Thursday. So a person should be Noifal Apayim together with the Tzibur. The Mishnah Berura has the following question. Let's say a person on a Monday and Thursday has finished his Tachanun, his Vahurachum early, and the Tzibur is still taking longer. Should he go ahead and say the Tfilah Sapayim then, or should he wait? So he said, you should not wait. Since the Tfilah Sapayim is supposed to be connected to Shmoneh Esrei, you do not want to be mafsik, your person should not wait. So in that situation, a person would say the Tfilah Sapayim ahead of the Tzibur. But if a person is behind, the person should not wait until afterwards. A person should say the Tfilah Sapayim together with the Tzibur. Just a few announcements. The high school is asked to eat on the tables which have the white tablecloths, which are the ones closer to the washing station, to the sinks. Shir starts for high school at 9:40. Yeshiva Gedola, Seder starts at 9:45. Yeshiva Gedola will be eating in the science lab. And for those who are joining us for the Federal Holiday Learning Program, the tablecloths, which are the gray tablecloths, are designated for you for breakfast. Have a good morning.